guardian.
And all the people that are related to you would be your
relatives.
And somebody who comes to town and nobody has ever seen that person before, you'd say he was a
stranger.
Now this next is, this is just for some pronunciation of names. George Washington's wife was named
Martha.
There's a song that says, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nellie.
Now, a nickname for a little boy named William would be
Bell.
And if it had a Y on the end, you'd say it was
Billy.
The first book of the Gospel, in the first book of the New Testament would be
Matthew.
And if a person, I just want to get how you pronounce this. A person named Cooper, would you say their name was
Cooper?
Cooper, that's it, okay. Now, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Now, there's a trade name that for a type of, they make cakes and pies. It's a woman's name and the last name is Lee.
Sarah Lee.
Did you ever hear of an expression talking about somebody who's not really good at something? Did you ever hear the expression jackleg?
A jackleg carpenter.
Uh-huh.
A jackleg lawyer.
Uh-huh. The commander of an army, like the man who was the commander of the Confederate Army, for example, was, his title would be
what? Commandant or
Robert
General?
Okay. Yeah. Now the Kentucky Fried Chicken man's name is
Colonel Sanders.
Now the man in charge of a ship would be a
captain.
Do you know of any other use of the word captain? Ever heard anybody call like a boss of a?
Oh yes, he's a captain of the crew.
Uh huh.
The captain of the crew, or he's even in sawmilling, the colored people would call their boss the captain. Captain.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say captain, they said captain.
Captain. That's good. Now, the man who presides over the county court would be?
The judge.
And a child in school would be a? Any child who goes to school
would be a pupil.
Now, a person employed by a businessman to look after his typing and things would be
a secretary.
And a man on stage would be an actor, and a woman would be an
actress.
Now, your nationality, anybody born in this country, would be
American.
Did you ever hear anybody use the expression? Especially like black people work for somebody calling them master or
they would call we always thought it was from respect.
Mm-hmm.
Master.
Master, uh-huh.
Master. And we call a colored auntie.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do it for disrespect. We did it because she was a kind
mm-hmm.
soul. And old Aunt Callie was a colored woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved Aunt Callie. We did. We respected our people that worked for us for what they could do. We never looked down. We respected them for their ability.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about people, well, I guess it was the kind of people your mother wouldn't want you to associate with, people who were just sort of lazy and good for nothing kind of people.
Or trash.
What about people who live way, 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 way out in the country who never